It's KJZZ's Here and Now. I'm Steve Goldstein in Phoenix. The Arizona State University Athletic Department has a lot of programs and a lot of competition from inside the Pac-12 conference and around the community. But that hasn't stopped Athletic Director Ray Anderson from making major hires, including men's basketball coach Bobby Hurley and men's swimming coach Bob Bowman, who brought Olympic champion Michael Phelps along. Ray Anderson joins us now for a few minutes from the road. Ray, thanks for squeezing us in.
Hi, Steve. How you doing? Down here in Tulsa for the NCAA Tennis Championship. So she's got a couple of our women down here, so going to go see them in a few minutes.
Well, terrific. Okay. So what's the latest? I think a lot of people are into what's happening with Sun Devil Stadium as the season will be kicking off at the very late summer. Will renovations be at the stage you want when football season gets started?
Well, they sure better be, because September 3rd when we open up against Northern Arizona, Steve. Phase 2 will be ready. And Hunt Construction in combination doing the stadium have repeatedly promised us that they will deliver on time. And as you look at the progress, and I see it every day out my window, I'm very confident that phase 2, which is the west side, will be done for kickoff on September 3rd.
How important is that kind of renovation, Ray? How important is it to eventually renovate what, when I was a kid, was the Activity Center, which is now Wells Fargo Arena?
Well, you know, Wells Fargo Arena is our basketball arena. I think we all acknowledge it's not up to standards for Pac-12 or real top elite NCAA play. So that's in the queue. No timing per se, but I think we all realize that it's the facility that really does need some attention. So as we finish this football reinvention, we are certainly focused in on Wells Fargo. So don't have a timing per se, but I personally would like to see that started a lot sooner than later, because it does make a difference in terms of the game day presentation, in terms of recruiting, in terms of how your program is perceived, and we want to be a top-notch program. So it's coming.
Ray, explain to us a little bit, if you would, why that is so important. I mean, I think from a cosmetic standpoint, people can see it, but in other ways, I mean, how does it help even some of your athletes get ready? How does it help people even enjoy the game more when they're attending it?
Well, you know, it's the experience. You know, there's so much that people can do instead of coming to a game day venue with all the things you can do at home with fancy TVs and sound systems. So a fan, amenities, and things that really motivate players to want to play, and top facilities in front of full crowds, that means you have to have a venue that people want to come to on a consistent basis. So for the fan enjoyment and to get them out of the house and into the arenas, you have to have updated facilities and amenities. And to recruit the best student athletes who want to perform and have their game day in top-notch facilities, you've got to do both if, in fact, you want to be an elite program, which we do.
And this department's had a reputation, Ray, for a while about, and I don't know if it's the alumni network, but not necessarily having quite the same big donors as some other large universities. I don't know. I haven't looked at the numbers. I don't know if that's fair or not, but that's certainly the perception. Is that something that is true? And if so, what will change that?
Well, we certainly are challenged, and we are looking at that, very frankly, under our leadership as an opportunity. No, Arizona State University has not had the donor and alumni support of a lot of the other top programs, including some of the programs in the Pac-12. But what that presents for us, Steve, is an opportunity. So we are out there strategically trying to engage alumni and donors. And I think they're starting to really respond to us in a positive way. So true, it hasn't been at the level in the past that others have enjoyed. But also true, I think we're making a lot of headway in getting ourselves to the point where ASU will also be able to say our alumni and the folks in this community are really contributing at a significant level to Sun Devil Athletics, and I think we're going to get there.
Now, you've personally been really generous in contributing some of your own money. This sounds like a commitment that a lot of other school leaders, executives at other places wouldn't make. Why are you doing that?
Well, I think, and I've always believed in the old cliche, the concept, you got to put skin in the game. And so we put our money where our mouth is, another cliche, because we want to be able to much more credibly ask others to do what they can up to their means. So, but we believe in what is happening here at ASU institutionally, and certainly I believe in what we're going to do with the Sun Devil Athletic Program. And so we think it's just the right thing to do, my wife Buffy and I, to invest ourselves in that which we are promoting to others. And so it was just the right thing for us to do. And I think us leading by example instead of just talking is having a positive impact. So we're delighted to do it. We're Sun Devils. We've adopted this community. They've engaged us. We love our student athletes. We love our programs. We love our colleagues on campus. So it was something we felt was right to do. And very frankly, we think it will encourage others to step up more vigorously as well.
You're listening to KJZZ's Here and Now. I'm Steve Goldstein in Phoenix. A couple of more minutes left with ASU Athletic Director Ray Anderson, who joins us from the road in Tulsa. Ray, you've brought in some very accomplished coaches, whether it's Bob Bowman or Bobby Hurley. What drew them here? What does the department offer that at least is increasingly seen as special?
Well, I think it's the vision of the whole university, first and foremost, led by Dr. Crow. Innovation, inclusivity, creativity, not necessarily being constrained by the status quo or being constrained by the notion that we've always done it this way. So he articulated the vision to me, Steve. Unfortunately, I've been able to articulate the vision to folks like Bobby Hurley and Bob Bowman and Zeke Jones and Tracy Smith and others to say, come here and put your stamp on a program. Help us build something special. We're not a startup per se, but we're certainly a place where they can come in and really put their mark on a program as part of advancing the whole vision of the university led by Dr. Crow, in which I am now honored to lead as part of athletics. So they get it. And so it's a special place with a lot of special opportunities. And these guys and gals who are joining us as head coaches, Stevie Mussey and others, figure that out very quickly and then take advantage of the opportunity. And that's why we believe that our future is very bright at Sun Devil Athletics.
Ray, you've also heard, I'm sure, over the years, having been in athletics in many different forms, that there are some people who are concerned when you have a big university and doing so much with athletics, and sometimes that, you know, whether there's crossover in terms of how much money may be spent or whether some of the students are really student athletes or not and whatnot. Does that concern you at all? I mean, is there a feeling that when people express that to you, that there's, let's say, too much money in athletics or a university spends too much time and energy on that? How do you respond?
I respond that sports has been a part of our history and certainly is vitally important. I think someone reminded me that the Olympics were created by academics because they know and understand that competition and teamwork and sacrifice and motivation as a group is really important. So I think that athletics is an absolute complement and boost for a lot of academic institutions, and I think folks who have a different opinion, very frankly, I don't think they're correct. I happen to be biased because I enjoyed being a student athlete myself, and the scholastic and academic mix is just a wonderful, wonderful experience. So I would argue to anybody that as long as there's balance in the equation, academics, athletics, it's a great, great place to be.
Ray Anderson is athletic director at Arizona State University, joining us from the road in Tulsa. Ray, thank you for the time. Good to talk with you.
My pleasure, Steve. See you, buddy.